In Focus on a Monday morning, Troy Coverdale sitting in for Brandon Peoples this morning, and we're joined by Sunset Zoo's Marketing and Development Officer Melissa Kirkwood here in the first half hour. As the zoo gets back to a semblance of normal this summer, it means the return of two fundraisers that are big for the zoo, and, well, it depends on your taste, whether it's vino or beer. And those two things are coming back. First, Wine in the Wild in August.
Yes, so we are super excited with our friends of Sunset Zoo, which is our support, one of our support organizations. They help host our Wine in the Wild, which will be August 14th this year. So mark those calendars. That is a Saturday, August 14th. These two events have been longstanding community events here in the Manhattan community, and it's a great opportunity to come to the zoo after hours, stroll through the zoo, and taste some great wines and have an opportunity to have food and music and visit with your friends. And these two events we dearly missed here at the zoo last year, and I know that the community did as well. And we tried to look at how we could host them virtually or host them with masks last year, and it just was not a good setting for us to do that. So we are very, very happy to be bringing them back. Traditionally, Wine in the Wild happens at the beginning of the summer in June, but just due to where we were with the pandemic, we wanted to be as safe as possible. So in our planning processes, we bumped that back this year to August. So Wine in the Wild will be August 14th. And then Brew at the Zoo, which is a beer tasting event. You again will get to tour the zoo after hours, be able to taste different brews from around the region, and then also have great food and music. And that event this year, it will be on a Friday night. So it will be a Friday, September 10th. And that is a switch for us. But just due to some of the other scheduling events here in town, most nonprofits and special events and even the football schedule of K-State, they've all kind of shifted a little bit because of the pandemic, and we had to shift with that as well. So that will be September 10th this year. That will be a Friday night. Tickets for both of these events have not gone on sale yet, but they will be. Here in mid-June, we are setting to release those. We are making announcements on our social media pages as to when those will go on sale. They will be on sale through our website only, and then also we'll be plugging that through our Facebook page as well. We know that they both of the events sell out relatively soon when the tickets are released. So just kind of mark your calendar. And again, we hope that those tickets will be ready to probably go on sale mid-June. Right now, we are our sponsors.
We will see here if our Zoom can get back to where it needs to be for a moment.
So this is your first time doing Zoom when things go haywire, right?
Correct, yes.
So what you're going to need to do is log out of Zoom and restart the program.
Of course.
Okay. And then log back in, and Melissa will have to you'll have to end the conversation. So do that, and we'll take an early break.
Thank you.
All right. So that we can come back. And this is live radio, folks, and it's all its majesty.
Oh, gotta love it. We continue on KMAN's In Focus. Troy Coverdale again joined by Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo. Melissa, when we had our Zoom glitch, we were discussing the two big events coming up in Wine in the Wild, Brew at the Zoo, both being placed a little later in the calendar this year and adjustments being made. What other adjustments are you having to undertake because of the way that you look at this calendar and know that and deal with the pandemic and where we are in terms of advancing past that?
You bet. We are looking at both of the events still very carefully. We want everybody to feel safe and have a great time, but we also know people are just so ready to be outside and back together again. But we are working with all of our vendors at this event, our regional wine vendors that come in, as well as our beer vendors that come in, to ensure that they're safe, as well as our guests. So know that this is going to be a safe and fun event for everyone at Wine in the Wild and Brew at the Zoo. Tickets for both events have not gone on sale yet. As you said, Troy, we are kind of bumping the schedule back a bit because of just COVID precautions. But we know with the mask mandate lifted and vaccines happening for everyone, that's a great thing for us. So when tickets go on sale, they will go on sale on our website, as well as our social media will have postings for the link. They go on sale only online, and they sell out really fairly quickly. So be on the lookout for that. We'll be making announcements about the week before they go on sale so that you can be ready. And, you know, we just do encourage you, please look at supporting us this year, because last year and frankly, still this year, it's been a rough go for us with COVID, because we were not able to have our fundraising events last year. And we're just kind of getting back to where we need to be. So right now, we're still looking for sponsors for both events. And that information is going out to past sponsors. But if you're interested in becoming a sponsor of both of these really well-loved community events, you can call the Zoo, and we would love to talk to you about that.
One other thing I want to touch on before we put an end to this interview, and that is, I know you did stuff at Mother's Day. Well, Father's Day isn't all that far off now.
Yeah, we're not forgetting the dads either. So on Father's Day, dads will be able to come into the Zoo for free with a paid admission. So it's a great opportunity to have a family day and bring any dad you have, or anybody who's like a dad to you, to enjoy some time outside and with your family. You can do it unmasked now, and things are just continuing to get better and better. We'll probably have a little something special for dads as well. You might have remembered it with Mother's Day, we partnered up with Bellis Salon and gave away some massage certificates. And we're working on something special for dads too. We'll make an announcement here at the beginning of June about that.
Okay. Very good. Molly, thank you very, or excuse me, Melissa, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us for the first couple segments here of In Focus. Appreciate the patience as well this morning.
We always appreciate you, and we know how Zoom is, so we're here no matter what. And you have a great day, and thanks to your listeners in the community.
Again, Melissa Kirkwood with Sunset Zoo joining us here on In Focus. When we come back, we talk swimming with Parks and Rec and Molly Mayberry. That as In Focus continues in a moment on News Radio KMAN.